Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Knowledge is not wisdom. And you can have all kind of knowledge and have no understanding. Oh, but in God you can have knowledge of the holy, which is understanding, and the reverence and respect and fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. And you can begin to get it, and you can get it, and you can come on and go up and move up and get it and get it and see things you never thought you'd see. Understand things people said you couldn't understand. Because God's not trying to hide it from us. He's wanting to show us. If He could just find somebody that'll admit they don't know much and ask for His help and say, show me how it ought to be done, Lord. Instead of going, I've been doing this for 25 years and I reckon by golly I know what I'm doing. Well, you're stuck where you are. You will not advance. You can't grow. I mean, I've been preaching for decades myself, but I do not feel like I got this preaching thing mastered. I feel like I know about this much about it. And every day you got to approach it that way. Now, Lord, I know this is what I did last time and the time before that, but I believe in you there is a more excellent way. There's a better way. There's a stronger way. There's a better way, a greater way. Show me. Show me. Now see, we're back to crying out for it, aren't we? Crying out after it. He said knowledge puffs up, but love builds up, edifies. And, is everybody reading this now? I want everybody to read this, please. If any man, so who would this cover? If anybody thinks that they know anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know it. Is that true? It is the Bible. Another translation says, the New Living says, anyone who claims to know all the answers doesn't really know very much. The Living Bible says, if anyone thinks he knows all the answers, he is just showing his ignorance. That's what we were talking about. Brother Kenneth Hagin, my father in the faith, he used to say this all the time. He'd say, the more you learn, the less you see you know. And it's a fact. And that's what we were talking about. People who really have grown some, they're not cocky. Because every time they learn something, they go, wow, I see. Because I thought, and I was doing, and oh boy, how far this goes. But if you're only seeing this, and you've been around it 108 times, and you think, I know every corner of this, I know every corner of this, I know this like the back of my hand. Yeah, but if you'd ever take a step out of your bowl, you'd realize there's a whole universe of wisdom outside where you've been. Is that right now? And if anybody thinks they know anything, what do you say? You don't know anything yet. Like you what? Not just could know it, but like you ought to know it. So I don't care if you've been an expert, so-called, in something for 50, 60, 75 years. What that means is you know a little bit. But nothing compared to what can be known about it. And really what ought to be known about it. Right? So you got to have that heart of humility to ask and say, Lord, teach me. Everybody said out loud, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For what you've shown me.
For what you've shown me.
For the little bit.
For the little bit.
But I know.
But I know.
In you.
In you.
There's so much more.
There's so much more.
Show me the better way.
Show me
the more excellent way.
I ask for your wisdom
in every part of my life. Bring me up
to the higher way.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Well, that's one sermon. It's about number four, isn't it? I mean, we for the night. I'm talking about. Could you take another one? Or are you ready to go? We could just say hallelujah and go home. I got another one for you. Are you ready for it? Go back to Proverbs then. Thank you, Lord. We were there in chapter where? Four? Would you back up with me to chapter 3? Proverbs 3. We'll begin in verse 1. Proverbs 3, 1. Now don't forget what we just talked about in here. This is not just for church. A fool affirms they know and they're sure when they're not. A wise man, even when he thinks he knows, will ask. Did you get this? I have learned so much in situations when I already thought I knew the answer. And a lot of times people say, well, do you know it? I say, well, tell me. And I think I already know it. I think I already see it. But in any situation, the wise person would know there's so much more than what I'm seeing. So you got to stay open. And sometimes, even though I know, I'll ask. And it's just become a way of life with me. Because again and again, the Lord's teaching me things. Let me say that phrase to you again. A fool is adamant that they know something when there's no reason why they would. Have you ever talked to people who are experts on everything? And they're so adamant about telling you something, and you know there's no way they could know. They've never done it. They've never been involved in it. Oh, but yeah, this is the way it is. That's it. What is that? Foolish. I said, but a wise person, even when they think they know, even when they think they're sure, a wise person will ask. Will ask. And whatever, you know, one of the things going on here is pride, isn't it? That people want you to know that I know. And want to be the first one to tell it. But a wise person is not bothered by that. I don't care if somebody knows that I know it or not. They're not trying to impress you. They're endeavoring to learn and grow. And a humble person doesn't mind admitting I didn't know it and showing impression. It's not just about who's right. It's about what's right. And a wise person will look at somebody, and even though they think they know, they'll ask, will you tell me? And as they do, if you see something you've never seen before, go ahead and say it. Go ahead and say, I never saw that before. I see a lot of folk are too full of pride. They won't say that. They go, yeah, right. Sure. Yeah. Then they run off and tell somebody about this new revelation they just got. Humility will show impression. Pride always knows something better. You know, I don't care what you got or what you get a new car. You pull up and they wanted that same car so bad they could taste it, but they weren't able to get it. And they go, yeah, that's okay. Yeah, but you know, so-and-so got this other one they just came out with. And it's it's got all this stuff and it's superior. No matter what you bring up, they've seen better, they know better, they've done better. That's ugly. I said, that's ugly. Ugly, stinking pride. Humility and love, somebody pulls up and they got their new car. This is their blessing day. You don't bring up something else. You shout with them over this car. And right now, right here, there ain't a better car in the world. This is it. This is the ride. Right? They get in their new house. You don't find fault with it. Well, you know, you could have done this. And And I was in this house the other day, and I got a buddy of mine, you know, and they just built a house over there. And boy, they didn't do all that. They come out with this better way, you know, and they've done all this and that. Ignorant. It's done. They've done it. It's their blessing. It's time to go, ooh, ah, wow. Man, this is great. Shh, glory to God. Got your own place, man. Let's shout and then dance and run and glory to God. New carpet. Woo! New carpet. You don't say, well, that's not really my taste. I mean, I don't particularly like it. If you like it, that's fine. That's a fool. It really is. A fool. It ain't your house. Started to say something, but I won't say that. Isn't it ignorant, though? And see, love doesn't do that. Why do people do that? Envy. Jealousy. Unbelief. Pride. Ugly stuff. But humility will show impression. Humility will say it. Oh, man. That's the very car I want. Man, that's the car. That's the house. That's the stuff. Man, you did so good. Say what? Tell me that again. I never heard that before. I never thought about that. I never thought about that. Man, that's good. Well, they leave encouraged. Right? And you're just telling the truth. Instead of folks standing around, none of them know it. Just trying to act wise. Yeah. Right. Of course. Certainly. Yeah, sure. Have you seen this? Did you know this in the Word? And inside you're going, glory to God. God, I've never seen that before. But outside you go, right. That's being full of pride. That wasn't the next message, but Proverbs 3, are you there? I don't know if we can get to this next one or not. Well, that's important too now, isn't it? And we haven't gone off track here. I mean, this is, if you want the wisdom of God, humility is a huge key to it. And God gives His grace to the humble.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Wisdom and Riches, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602J. That's R1602J, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.